It's Wednesday, July 28th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: government security movements we care about, stats on that landscape, and the other side gets smarter and smarter. This is the Business of Tech. Brazil has created a cyber attack response network aimed at promoting faster response to cyber threats and vulnerabilities through coordination between federal government bodies. Created through a presidential decree signed on July 16th, the Federal Cyber Incident Management Network will encompass the Institutional Security Office of the Presidency, as well as all bodies and entities under the federal governing administration. Public companies, mixed capital companies, and their subsidiaries may become members of the network voluntarily. President Biden has sent a warning in an address to the U.S. intelligence community. Quote, "I can't guarantee this, and you're as informed as I am, but I think it's more likely we're going to end up, well, if we end up in a war, a real shooting war with a major power, it's going to be as a consequence of a cyber breach of great consequence. And it's increasing exponentially, the capabilities," he said. In hearings on Capitol Hill on Tuesday, the Justice Department, FBI, Secret Service, and CISA all stated Congress should consider passing a bill forcing companies that have been hit by a cyber attack to report it. The FBI also weighed in that ransomware payments should not be banned, as it might lead to further extortion efforts. In those hearings, lawmakers focused on how small companies are taking the brunt of the damage without the deep pockets of large companies to absorb the breach. Google has a new bug bounty program. The new site brings together all of their vulnerability rewards programs into a single intake form and includes gamification features and options for interaction and competition. There's also an education program called Bug Hunter University. That said, data from the latest AppSec stats flash says that the remediation date for severe vulnerabilities is on the decline, while the average time to fix is on the rise. The time to fix vulnerabilities has dropped 3 days, from 205 days to 202. The average time to fix is 202 days, the report found, representing an increase from 197 days at the beginning of the year. The average time to fix for high vulnerabilities grew from 194 days at the beginning of the year to 246 days at the end of June. Remediation rates have also decreased across all vulnerability severities, with rates for critical vulnerabilities falling from 54% at the beginning of the year to 48% at the end of June. Rates for high vulnerabilities decreased from 50% at the beginning of the year to 38% at the end of June. Of note, many of these are considered pedestrian and are easy to fix. Security teams report directly to the CISO in half, 48% of organizations, whereas 25% report to the CIO, followed by 12% that report to the CEO, according to the ISACA survey, State of Cybersecurity 2021, Part 2. The differences lie in how other executives view cyber risk assessments and the board's prioritization of cybersecurity. The majority of organizations, 76%, perform risk assessments to ensure their regulatory compliance, followed by data prevention loss at 54% and improved communication of security policies and procedures at 51%. And HP reports email is still the most popular way for malware to be delivered. It's 75% of all threats. On the other side, malware developers are increasingly using unusual or exotic programming languages in an effort to hamper analysis. From a new report on Monday, there's an escalation of the use of Go, D, Nim, and Rust, which are being used to evade detection or address specific problems in the development process. There's also new macOS malware available for as low as $49 on the dark web. Why do we care? Feels like it's something of a foregone conclusion that breach notifications are coming. There's a marketing angle to this too. The oldest lessons on mistakes is that you overcommunicate and overcorrect. So with being breached inevitable and disclosure inevitable, and all evidence suggesting there's no actual long-term reputational damage due to breach, savvy providers are going to be preparing themselves and their customers for the when of breach, from both a technology perspective and a communications perspective. Clear public announcement, coordination with law enforcement, and organized remediation plans that are built before the breach. This isn't to promote lowering your guard or not emphasizing prevention. It just seems that all the prevention discussions ignore the obvious statement. In the current landscape, you're going to be breached. So having that plan is just as important as the prevention plan. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. You'd think summer would be slow for news. It seems to be pretty steady. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.